Jina Magrita Juice, insen milkom un il-għakom għal programmi għor fi serje l-ħrejjef, l-erf u l-maġija. Illum għanna maħna mistiedna li twildet l-ġordan u ti konsidri l-anfisa pala palestinjana. Iżda minħabba l-familja taħħa huma essenzjalment minn inħawi diversi tal-vant nofsani, illum se nitkellmu dwar il-ħrejjef li ġejjin propju minn hemm. Tiftakru li diġa għadna xi ħaġa dwar il-vant nofsani meta tkellimna dwar l-elf Lejla u Lejla. Fl-aħħar programm tkellimna dwar ġaħan u semmejna illi wkoll fil-vant nofsani hemm ħafna stejjer dwar dan il-karattru. Mela, biex naddu mal-ewwel biex nil-amana il-mistiedna, il-Sinjura Frida Dole Katib. Frida, thanks for accepting our invitation to be on the program. And today you are going to talk about Middle Eastern fairy tales. And I'm sure that our much-loved character, that funny man, Jahan, at least in our culture, must also be part of your culture. And, well, who is this Jahan in your culture?
Okay. Juha, he's a very famous man. He's sometimes he's funny, sometimes he's wise, sometimes he's fool, and but he always managed to get himself out of trouble.
So he manages. He's cunning enough to get himself out of trouble.
Yeah,
not like our Jahan, you know.
But sometimes, like you know, this story,
sometimes
he's really fool.
Okay.
Like this story, I remember this story that there is a thief in that village, and he was so scared that he will lose his money. So he collect all his money and he went to the desert and he just hide his money in the desert. And after 1 week, they announce, you know, with the drums in the street, you know, we caught the thief. The thief is no longer in the street. So he was so happy. The next day, he went back to the desert and he started looking for his money, but he could not find the money. 1 week, 2 weeks, Juha came back crying.
You call him Jahan?
Juha.
Juha, yes.
He came back crying and hitting himself. So everybody, what's going on, Juha? I hide my money in the desert and I could not find it. So he went to the wise man and he asked him, did you put any sign? And he said, yes. They asked him then how you could not find your money. And he was looking and he could not answer. So they ask him, what it was your sign? And he say, a cloud it was on the top of my head.
He's really wise, eh, Jahan?
He's really wise. So this is one of the stories that he's very fool and stupid. And there is another story, which is he's wise, you know,
yes.
That he his neighbor used to lend money from him. And every day he comes and asks for 1 euro, for example, or 1 dirham. And he told him, I will put it next to the window. So the next day he come to him and he say, I'm retaining the money, put it on the window. So one day the neighbor decide not to retain the money back. And he did not retain the money back. After 2 days, he came back to Juha and he asked him to lend him 1 dirham. And he told him, take it from the window. So he was wise enough.
Yes, okay.
And, you
so
know,
there are stories when he
stories.
Saves himself.
Sometimes he's fool, sometimes this is Juha. Everybody loves Juha.
Yes.
And, you know, all the children, they like to be sometimes Juha. And sometimes they, it depends on the story.
Okay.
And this is Juha.
You were telling me that in Jordan is 95% Palestinian,
yes.
And that's where you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about Palestinian fairy tales, what do they talk about?
Okay. The Palestinian, they talk about land. Land, it's an honor for them. They talk about olive trees. They talk
is
about.
Is it because they always had a problem with not enough land?
It's not that. It's because the land, it's very important in the whole Middle Eastern.
Okay.
The land, it's when you own a land, you don't sell your land.
Okay.
Because people, they used to grow olives and they used to grow oranges, dates, and land, it's very important. When you own a land, you own everything.
Not to build on it, but
to grow
for the produce.
Yes, yeah. Even if you have a house, you can build small house on it, but still the land, it's very important. Like, for example, my dad, after so many years of...
Is your dad Palestinian as well?
My dad, Palestinian from Jaffa, Tel Aviv.
Okay.
And he decided to take me when I was 12 years old, and he told his cousin not to tell me when we get into the city. So it's just, see how it's the land and the tierra, uh-huh. like uh-huh. the Spanish say, el ard, you know. Uh-huh. When I went there, all of a sudden I went down on the floor and I start collecting the sand and hugging it. And my dad say, what are you doing? I say, this is Jaffa. This is my land. And so we could feel it, you know, we could feel the land. So people, they talk more about honors, about neighbors, how to take care of old people, how to take care of your parents. But it's all in religious way. Always God there. Always they say, you know, if you do this, you get blessed from God. So always we have to remember that there is a blessing in a way or in another. You know, in Islam or in Christianity, always we have to put all the stories that in the end we have that reward from God.
So when you have the land, you have trees as well.
Yes, yeah.
Are those important as
very
well?
Very important.
In your tales?
Yes,
in your...
yeah. The horses.
Horses as
yes,
well?
Yes, yeah. The horses.
So because, they feature a lot in your fairy
yes,
tales?
Yes, because, you know, the Islamic conquest, you know, this is most of the stories that we talk about, you know, the heroes, about, like, I can tell you some names, Tariq bin Ziyad and Khalid bin al-Walid, and Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi.
Maybe a typical story about a hero with horses and trees.
Yes,
and
these are with horses and trees. And
a typical story would be, for example?
You want me to tell you a story?
Yes, okay. Yes.
There is like a story about Umar bin al-As, and he was in Egypt. He came to Egypt. And the request of the Copts to defend them from the Romans. So... and this is, it was...
So you are talking about a long time
yes,
ago.
Yes, yeah. In the contrary of Umar bin al-Khattab. So these Christian people, they ask for help from the Muslim people. And he took his army on horses and he went from one place to another.
So this is a story that yes. you get to know when you're a
yeah,
child.
Yes.
They relate to you.
Till he get Egypt and, you know, it's far away from Saudi Arabia or from Yemen or wherever they are. And they have the war with the Roman on the horses, and they win the war. And, you know, it's all with beautiful descriptions and how they used to treat the prisoners very well. They never killed the prisoners because always there is honor of how to respect people, how to love others, how to respect their feelings.
Mm-hmm. So when you were a child in Palestine, in Jordan, as a Palestinian, what was the most popular story a child would be told, you know, related?
Well, my father used to tell me, and my mom, they used to teach us more stories about morals, and I think I mentioned the story about the mountain. And the little child that he went with his dad on the mountain, and he hurt himself and he screamed, you know, just, and the echo, you know, the sound, he received it back, and then he keeps saying another word, and he just keep receiving it. Like he said later on, coward, and then he received coward. And then he was really surprised. He asked his dad, and he asked him and tell him, what is this? And he told him, this is, we name it an echo. And this is what in real life, whatever you give, you take. You give love, you take love. It comes back to you. And
like the Americans love saying, what goes around comes around.
Yes, exactly. And it will teach you that you have to always think in a positive way, not in a negative way. And it teaches you so many wisdoms in these kind of stories.
How very interesting. You must have been very fascinated by it all.
Exactly, yeah.
So stories like, I know we dedicated a whole program to the Panchatantra, Kalila and Dimna.
Yeah.
And I guess that when Abdallah Ibn al-Muqaffa translated it,
yes.
You know, I know there's a lot of wisdom in it.
Okay.
And that must have become part of your culture,
yes,
too.
Yes, actually, Kalila wa Dimna, we call it Kalila wa Dimna. Kalila wa Dimna, it's one of the very strong stories and very famous stories in the Middle East. But when he translated, he used a very difficult language in Arabic, because in you know, the Arabic language, it's a very rich language. And most of the time, you know, beginners, they cannot understand this language. And the symbols, you know, it's all animals, and there is plenty of wisdom in it, and it teaches you so many stories in life, and it teaches you plenty of things. And but it's Indian. It's more Indian.
So what did it teach you, for example? I mean, did they read these stories to you, or did you
read them
yourself?
We took this at school.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have to bring every time we read a story, we have to relate it, these characters to another characters. So it was one of very difficult classes, because like if we are talking about a lion, next time we have to talk about nothing related to animals, like wood, or you know, just the teacher decided to make it very difficult. But now I understand why she did that, just to teach us how to think and how to understand the depth of the stories.
And what depth do you find in that story? What remains from the story with you today?
Well, it make me think in a very positive way, and in a very wise way, and not to rush things. Always I have to count from 1 to 10 before take any decision, because this is what I learned from these stories.
And what do you remember from the story? You know, if we tell the story very quickly.
Not much I can remember, you know. Just I remember that there is a bird has two children and two babies. I can't remember it all. And the wolf came, and he asked her that he's very hungry, and he told her, please give me your babies, and I am very hungry, and I will reward you later. And she told him that she can't give him the babies.
She was wise.
Yeah, but I can't remember the rest. But in the end, he got her babies with his tricks. Yeah, because he did some trick and she gave him the babies without her knowledge.
How interesting.
Yeah.
In fact, you are talking about deceit over there, that the fox is always, you know, depicted as a bit deceitful. And there's a lot of knowledge in it. And the story goes that Burzoi, the physician of the Persian Shah, because these stories come from Persia, that's where they originated from, was asked to look for a certain herb which would give him eternal life. And the physician comes back with the book of Kalila and Dimna, of the Panchatantra. And the Shah made him translate it into Pahlavi, and it's a form of Persian, and he enshrined it in a special room of his palace. And after the Muslim conquest of Persia, and of course not only Persia but also the Near East, a Persian convert to Islam, Ibn al-Mukaffa, the one we mentioned before, actually came across this version and translated into Arabic. And that's why could read it.
Yes, yeah. That's true, yeah.
Yes, and of course we also talked about in our programs about the Arabian Nights.
Yeah, Alf Layla wa Layla.
Alf Layla wa Layla, yeah. That's it. And I guess that the character of Shahrazad must mean a lot to you. Must have been fascinated by her.
You know, these stories, it's from Baghdad, from Iraq. And I have to mention and admit that this country has a lot of knowledge. And the people over there, they are very well educated, as well the Palestinian. I think maybe because they suffer a lot. But they are very well educated. And, you know, this Shahrazad and Shahrayar, it's a very famous story because Shahrazad, she was a very wise woman. And, you know, I think you know the story that once upon a time there is a king and he used to marry every night a virgin, and in the morning he used to behead each one, you know, every single morning. And then Shahrazad, she was very pretty, but she insists that...
But very wise.
Very wise, yeah. Mm. She insists that the king will see her, so he will pick her. And he fall in love with her. But she decided that she want to entertain him by telling him a story every night. So every night she tell him a story, and in the very interesting part, she told him, tomorrow I will finish it. And the next day she finished the story, and she start with another one just to keep him going on. In the end, she saved herself and she saved the others. And she was very smart and very clever. And she became the queen.
She wasn't stupid for sure, was she?
No, but all the stories, it's also teach you a wisdom and a beautiful thing, you know. I don't know much, don't ask me. It has been a long time. I read these stories.
Okay, so this program, you see, is called Fairy Tales, and I also put Wisdom and Magic.
Yes.
And fairy tales are associated with magic. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, we have the genie in a magic lamp, which is, his name is Alaeddin. We name it Alaeddin and Aladdin. And, you know, he was a poor guy, and he was walking in the woods, and he found a lamp, and he started cleaning it. And then the genie come out, and he told him, I'm under your service, make your wish. And, you know, the stories, and it start coming different story that he kept this lamp and he could give him all of his wishes.
Yes, we know that story.
Yeah. And also there is a magic busat, which is busat, it's mean the carpet. You know, and this is Sindibad. Sindibad, we have two versions of Sindibad. Sindibad with a magic carpet and Sindibad of the sea. Sindibad of the sea, he was just traveling in the sea, and every single place he...
That means on a boat, on the carpet.
Yes, on a boat, on a boat. And he
Sindibad has... the sailor.
Sailor, yeah. Okay. Or you can name him the marine backpack, you know, mm-hmm. because he was Rahal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Rahal.
Rahal, yeah. And every place
like visited?
Visit, he has a story, whether a love story or a mystery story or drama story, plenty of stories. And the Sindbad, the one with the carpet, the magic carpet, most of the good singers, they make songs. Like Bisat al-Rih, Bisat al-Rih.
Mm-hmm.
This is for...
Which becomes very romantic.
Very romantic,
but
yeah.
Going back to the magic, you see,
yeah.
You were telling me that in some place in the Middle East, they really believe in magic.
Yeah, and they, in Oman,
they
in
practice
Muscat,
it.
They practice it. And there is two places in Salala, you know, there is two places named... I can't remember the name, anyway, every Thursday they bring a human being and they eat it.
No.
Yeah.
You mean this happens now
this
as well?
This happened as well.
Oh,
and
no.
Once a year, all the people from all over the world, they meet in Salala.
Really?
Yes.
All the cannibals?
All the cannibals.
The magicians?
Oh, everybody. They come from all over the seas and they meet in Salala. And they use special, you know, bukhur, they name it, senses. I mean, they have their own tradition and they have their own beliefs in this. And
so there are real magicians?
Yes,
over there,
yeah,
which
they
you
are.
You have to keep away from.
Yes, yeah. And I mean, I met with one of them, with my friend, and she told me to cover my face and my body and to refuse to take off my veil. And when he asked me, as she told me, I told him I can't, I'm sorry, and he know that I'm lying to him.
Well, you know, our time is up.
Thank you.
We could keep on talking about these things because they're really interesting. Thank you very much, Frida, for your contribution.
My pleasure.
And I hope that you'll keep on discovering more and more fairy tales, maybe by listening to our program.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.